So hopefully this isn't so relevant for the during the shiur. But you want to go to bed at night, you know, don't fall asleep yet. But not yet. But everyone always has a lot of hamapil questions. No one knows exactly what to do, and so I don't think I'm going to clarify it so much, but maybe we could touch on some of the main issues. So Shulchan Aruch says that you should read before you go to bed at night. You say the parasha of Kriya Shema, and then you say Hamapil Chev Lishein Aleinai, which is the bracha of Hamapil, which we all should say or say. Now, there's a famous Chakira add one more line, and the Ramah adds on, you should read Kriya Shema Samach L'mitaso, close to your bed. In other words, close to when you go to bed at night, you should read, say Hamapil and Kriya Shema right before you go to bed. Now, the Be'er Halacha brings down on these words, close to your bed, a famous Chakira, which hopefully will explain the rest of the shir. The question is, what are you saying Hamapil on? Am I, number one, option, saying Hamapil on my own sleep? In other words, it's a Berchas HaShvach. I'm giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am going to go to sleep. Or am I making a concept, I'm making a bracha on the Tivo Shalom, that the concept of sleep in general. In other words, am I making it on my own personal sleep or on the concept of sleep? Now, what's the nafgamina between them? The main nafgamina is?
If you don't sleep.
Right, if you don't sleep. Or, in other words, is there a hefsik? Are you about to have a hefsik? Exactly what you're saying, between the bracha and hamapil. In other words, if my bracha is on my sleep, so I can't break him if I'm making a bracha and I'm supposed to go to sleep. You can't do anything in the middle because the bracha is going on my personal sleep. If you say that it's going on the Tivo Sho'olam, that's what the Chai Adam brings down, then if you don't sleep afterwards, it's not a bracha v'atava because I'm in Hago Sho'olam u'mevarich. I'm just making it on the concept of sleep. But the Be'er Halacha says that's not true. Be'er Halacha believes that the bracha, you say, Hamapil Chevli Sheinot, right, with the Lashon? Chevli Sheinot al Enoi, my eyes. So you're talking about my sleep. Therefore, says the Be'er Halacha, you're making the bracha on your own sleep, and therefore you're not going to have a hefsek in between. Fine. Now, how does that play out? If you think about it, so question number one, what bracha do you make first? Now, I don't want to put anyone on the spot here. Do you say Kriya Shema first, or do you say the bracha of Hamapil first? No, what? I can't hear you. Personally. Hamapil last. That's what I do also. Yeah, no, but what are you supposed to do? Is that right? Is that incorrect? You say Hamapil, and then you say Kriya Shema. So what's it based upon? So don't worry. Either way, you're fine. Mishnah Berurah says two deos. Two opinions of what you do. Either some say you do Kriya Shema first, then Hamapil, or some say Hamapil, then Kriya Shema. So what's the Hesber? So the Mishnah Berurah gives a very interesting understanding. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying either way, either opinion holds that it's a hefsek. You're now going to have a hefsek in between Hamapil and your sleep. So the opinion that says Kriya Shema first, then Hamapil, then sleep, that makes sense, because first you do Kriya Shema, then you say the bracha of Hamapil, you don't have anything in between, and then you go to sleep. But what about the other opinion that says you do Hamapil, Kriya Shema, then sleep? So Kriya Shema, isn't it a hefsek between Hamapil and sleep? So says Mr. Brewer, you know what? No, Shema is not such a hefsek. Why? Because what's the point of Shema? To go to sleep. It's part of the bracha. It's part of the whole idea. To lo have a Kriya Shema hefsek. To Kriya Shema nami mishum shmirahu. Kriya Shema is part of protection and it's part of the night ritual, so it's not a hefsek. But I was thinking, you know, who am I to argue with Mr. Brewer, but you could say that perhaps these two opinions are arguing about are you allowed to have a hefsek in between Hamapil and your sleep. If you hold that the whole point of Hamapil is to make a bracha on your sleep, so then don't have anything in between Hamapil and the sleep. If you hold that no, Hamapil is going on the concept of sleep, so the fact that you say Kriya Shema in between Hamapil and your sleep doesn't make a difference, because there's no problem of a hefsek at all. That's one way to understand that machlokas. Second question is let's say you botch it according to the Mishnah Berurah. You talk. Yeah, no, it's your wife. You could blame your wife, right? You said Hamapil, and your wife's right next to you, she's screaming. She wants to talk about the most important thing at 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, come on, let me just sleep, right? So it's always at 1 a.m., right? The conversations, they're never good. So what are you going to do? So you already said Hamapil, now you talk. Now, okay, finally, you take care of your wife's issues. Now do you have to say Hamapil again? You had a hefsek. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Be'alacha, maybe you should have to say Amapil again. No, most poskim say that's not true, because we're worried for the other opinion. The other opinion says Amapil is on the concept of sleep. You already made Amapil. Okay, so ideally you shouldn't talk, but if you did talk, you don't make a bracha again. However, I saw brought down the name of the Yavitz would say you would actually make another bracha again, because you'd have Hefsik. Hefsik is Hefsik. You have to make a bracha. Fine. Next situation, let's say you wake up in the middle of the night. 3 o'clock, you can't sleep, you wake up, you pace for 5 minutes, now you want to go back to sleep. You're going to sleep a whole another 4 hours, 5 hours, hopefully. Can you make another Amapil or not? Chora, not. So, the Beis Baruch says, no Amapil again. Isha Yisrael brings down the name of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you don't even have to say Kriyashma again. However, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvas in a footnote, he says, well, 1 second, this only makes sense if you hold like the opinion that what? That you're making the bracha on the concept of sleep. Once you made the bracha once in the night, you're finished. But if you're making the bracha on your sleep, and now you're going back again for a whole nother sleep, so then maybe you should have to make another bracha. He says, well, nice, we don't pass in that way because we're worried for the other opinion as well, that maybe it's on the concept of sleep and therefore you only make it once. But again, that would be another nafkamina if you hold what the bracha is going on. Fine. Another issue, what about... Oh, my next question. Literally my next question. My next 2 words are Asher Yatzer. What about the Asher Yatzer? So you go to sleep, and all of a sudden you realize before, right when you're about to go to sleep, you haven't slept yet, you need to go to the bathroom. You already said Amapil. Now what do? You go to the bathroom, and you already said Amapil, but you haven't slept anything in the night yet. Do you need a... What do you do now? Are you allowed to say Asher Yatzer, or is that considered Hefsek? So what do you say? So the... Zeh HaShulchan, brought down in Mitzitz Eliezer, says you shouldn't make Asher Yatzer, because it's a Hefsik. Again, the Zeh HaShulchan is holding that the point of the bracha is on your sleep. If you made the bracha of Amapil, you haven't slept yet, it's a Hefsik. Comes along Mitzitz Eliezer, says, no, we don't pass in that way. He argues with the Mishnah Berurah, and he says the bracha of Amapil is going on the concept of night, of concept of sleep. And therefore, you would, in this situation, make an Asher Yatzer. However, if the Isha Yisrael brings down, according to the Mishnah Berurah that we just read, that the whole idea is that it's on your own sleep, so therefore maybe you shouldn't say Asher Yatzer. Halach l'mais, it's a big machlokas. The Rivos Ephraim brings down both opinions. He brings down the Chaznish didn't make an Asher Yatzer. He brings from the Kinyan HaTorah, Rav Harwitz, that he did make an Asher Yatzer. Halach l'mais, it's very shver. It's very shver. I don't have a good answer. You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi exactly how to pask and lamaisa about that. It's a tough shaila. Asher Yatzer goes back and forth. But l'chora, it's based on exactly our machlokas. What's the nature of the bracha of Amapil? Is it going on your sleep? Or is it going on sleep in general? Final question. I don't want to put anyone in the spot here. Do you make Amapil in your bed? Or do you have your sitter in your living room that you make Amapil on? No, I've seen different people do different things. You have sleepovers at different people's house. You go to in-laws, parents. People do different, cousins. People have different minhagim. Some people have like a dedicated place in their couch in the living room, where they have kavana to say Amapil. Some do it bedafka in the bed. What's the issue? So again, this Zeh HaShulchan is mesupik if you're allowed to make Amapil far away. Why? Because this is Zeh HaShulchan l'shitaso, that if Amapil is going on my sleep, so it's a hefsek if I'm in the living room and then I spatzir,
You're not guaranteed that you're going to fall asleep for 5 minutes.
Correct, but you should try to do as best as possible. Once you're in your living room, you're definitely not going to maybe you'll fall asleep on your couch. But I did. Still, most people don't go to bed at night in their living room, so you should do it as close to your bed as possible. Yeah, you can't time it the second that my eyes start shutting, but you could do the best as you can. So the Zeh HaShulchan says maybe according to that you shouldn't do it in your living room. Comes along the Mekar Chaim and it says that Lamaisa, you should make the bracha in your bed, in the room that you're going to sleep in, because again you try to minimize the Efsekos. That's because he holds the bracha is on your actual sleep. But Tzitz Eliezer, Lushitasa would say, then I saw it brought down, Tzitz Eliezer, look inside, he says that no, you can make the bracha wherever you want, because Tzitz Eliezer says the bracha is going on the concept of sleep at night, it's not going on your personal sleep. So you see, this one big chakira has tremendous nafkamina, and this could explain a lot of the halachos by Hamapil.